It irks me when I get burned and I realize I don't get hurt always. It seems I've lost my way. When I feel you, it's not enough and I need you. You shun my touch. I noticed the season's ripe for change.
It is hard to end that intro. I haven't quite gotten it down to fading out. This is Jaded, and I'm Jody, and thank you for listening. Today's a bit impromptu, I think, as most of my recordings are. But if this continues, and I think it will, that will probably become my MO, shall we say, modus operandi, I think. Anyway, lots and lots going on in this head, in this life, every day. Most days, not really up to sharing or feeling, to be quite honest, but sharing is indeed a step beyond feeling because I feel every day. I feel multiple ranges and polar opposites of emotions every day. So, it's, to me, a good thing that I've given myself a potential outlet to help get these thoughts and emotions out of this one small body that it tries to contain itself within. And today is especially reflective. I think we'll probably hear that a lot, reflective. When you talk about yourself, how can you not be reflective? Is that not what talk about yourself truly is? Or I suppose those with greater vocabulary and English background could probably talk circles around me and point out lots of different things that, here we go again, lost in the let's find ways people don't approve of me. Trying to get this podcast off the ground. I'm doing it for many, many reasons, not just myself. Of course, we all have selfish reasons in doing things. I'm the last to pretend that I don't hope to get something out of this. However, what I'm hoping to get, I think, will surprise anybody who knows me and, well, anybody who knows me. I'm not looking to find eternal happiness or solve any of my own problems, because that's the thing. I kind of feel like in my life, I am, and forgive me, I'm doing my hair as I do this, so you may hear the cord and the straightener, but I've accepted at some point that where I am as far as happiness goes, that's where, like, I've plateaued. They do say that people who use drugs or alcohol, we give our brains a level of happiness or excitement that is not meant for the normal brain to produce or to have. So when you take a drug and you take it for a long period of time, it can even be a short period of time, basically our brains learn quite rapidly. They learn very, very quickly the shortest ways to get what they want. You know, our brains are not about long journeys that end in wonderful results. Our brains work with immediate, now. Stimulate me now. Give me what I want now, 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 now. Because that is what I want right now. So when you do drugs or when you drink, you are doing exactly that. You are feeding that need, that monster, that actually controller. When you feed your brain, you are feeding the ultimate computer within you that dictates, runs, and operates the way it deems is best for us. So, by doing drugs, and then deciding to not do drugs, in trying to heal oneself, there are things that we have to come to terms with, things we have to accept, things we have to just know are never going to be what they were. And one of those biggest is our level of satisfaction, our level of happiness, our level of joy and appreciation. Because we've already shown our brain that we don't have to work hard for pleasure. We don't have to work hard to enjoy. We don't have to work hard for that dopamine, for that chemically produced whatever. Sorry about that. But chemically produced, that we can just take a drug and, or we can have a couple drinks, and we can force our brain to believe that it is as happy as it is if we saw maybe our best friend get married, or if we were at the beach with our significant other and playing in the waves, and the excitement and fun and chemicals that our brain produces. We can do that by just popping a pill, smoking a bowl, doing a line. So when an addict really looks at trying to get a handle or a grip on their addiction, or basically just wants to clean up, wants to not let that addiction own them anymore, there is a level of honesty that you have to take on yourself, and that things may not be, they may not ever get past that slight smile, maybe a little tug at your heart. That emotion may be the happiest you are ever going to be from here on out. You may not get that elated, lift my feet up off the ground, make my heart go into my throat. You may never experience that again. Because you fucked your brain up. Sorry. It was too hard for you to earn good feelings. It was too hard to work and wait and persevere and keep trying before you earned that end result, that thing you worked so hard for. Instead, we found a way to not work hard, not try. Basically, it's not even that we found a way to cheat, although I suppose that sounds the most fitting for where it was going, but when you cheat, okay, maybe that's bigger than I thought too, but in this way, when you cheat, you're not just going to get a grade on your test, okay, by cheating. You're not just going to maybe, I don't know, skip the line. Basically, what you're going to do is rob yourself of the deep appreciation for anything. The things that can be appreciated require time. They require work. They require commitment, dedication. When you put in time, when you commit, when you, against all odds, put your money, your heart, when you gamble by working hard, staying dedicated to, committing to, desiring and waiting for something you want, something you deem worthy, something you give a shit about, something that maybe might take longer than the 5 seconds it takes you to watch that GIF on Twitter, to see those posts on Instagram, God damn it. I guess I probably won't post this because I can't honestly come up with a good... Because I am one of those that chose drugs, that found a way to produce the feelings I get when other people are proud of me. When other people see that I've done a good job, or that I've done a good job, I've found a way to produce them that doesn't require me taking the actual risk of trying, of working, of dedicating, of putting myself on the line, because that is truly what makes accomplishment so much sweeter. Is you didn't know going in that it was going to be so great, but you went in hoping it would be, thinking it could be. And that is what drugs eliminated from the process for me. I didn't have to go through this scary... scary, insecure times of wondering if it would all be worth it. When I smoked a bowl, I didn't give a fuck. It was all worth it. I don't honestly know exactly where I'm going with this, but if you didn't know and didn't gather, this is Jaded and I'm Jody, and I struggle with addiction. I like to drink. I like to get high. I like to not have to be responsible. Whatever pain, whatever guilt, whatever anything. When I was high, I didn't have to claim responsibility for any of that. But even now, not high. Even now, in a position where I should be able to see how my sobriety is benefiting me and how what I'm doing is worth it. I struggle with that. Nothing changes. My family, my relationships, I am still alone. I am still unhappy. No one sees me any different. No one cares about me any different. No one loves me any different. And here I sit, struggling, miserable, because I believe and have been told that is why I should want to be sober. I don't know. I realize this would be a huge shock to anybody that listens. And honestly, I think everything about me will probably be a big shock. I don't think anyone really knows that much about anybody else. And some of us have got some really out there kind of things. And mine, by far, innocent. So much more than the possibilities of how things could have been. But by no stretch of the imagination is it anything you've ever heard before, and hopefully not anything you ever want to hear again. There is never a rational except there's never a rational thought process in any parent's head to say, you know what, I am gonna fuck up my kid. Like, the minute that baby comes out, I can't imagine any mom or dad going, oh gosh, look, new opportunity to fuck it up. I could be wrong. I will be open to that possibility. I most definitely could be wrong. However, being a child of parents that I don't think intentionally set out to fuck up me or my five siblings, I also am a parent who didn't set out to fuck up my four kids. Like I said, I don't think any parent sets out to, but I think it's undeniable that every parent does. There's not a child or an adult, a teen, a grandma. There is not a person on this earth that cannot come up with at least one thing a parent has said, done, or not done that they do not remember in a negative, upsetting way. Anyway, that's Reflections today. Could be more than one recording. I hope this one didn't bore the shit out of you. Even if it did, thanks for listening.